How fast can we go?
Depends what you say.
We speed everything up. All right, good.
Injuries, go.
Injuries, you know what's great? I mean, we're going to play. Sione won't play. Okay, and Eric Smith won't play. But that's, other than that, everybody else should be up, ready to go.
Rex, if you anticipate, or if you have anticipated every season opener since you've been here, is there anything different for this one because of the disappointment of the way things, you know, like that restart, does it feel any different?
No, that's way behind us. Right now, it's like this is a brand new season, and it's just like every other one. I mean, they're so special. Anytime you kick off, there's something about that first game that is, you know, you think you know how it's going to go, but you're still anxious to get out there and compete and watch that level of play pick up from everybody. I love the fact we're playing at home. I think that gives us a huge energy boost playing at home. But, man, it's so special. I mean, any game in this league is special. It really is. But that opener, there's something about it. I can go back almost my entire career and think about every opener. I might not have the specific date or whatever, but I can think about that feeling. And you can't buy it. It's just, you know, you stand on the sideline and you're part of it, and it really is special.
Rex, what are people going to be saying Monday about the Wildcat?
I have no idea. I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I mean, I just hope that it was, you know, that ours was productive and theirs wasn't. That would be good. I'll sign up for that one.
I'm sorry, is there a part of you, you talked about opening days. I mean, the media's been talking about Tebow and the Wildcat and wondering what it's going to be like for 6 weeks. Is there, on your part, some pride and excitement in finally getting to show this thing off?
Well, I'm eager to see it, too. It's like, you know, I'm a fan of football, and this is, you know, now it's, you know, my team, or I'm with this team, and this is, you know, I'm fortunate to be here. But, yeah, I'm excited to see it. There's no doubt. And really, I want to see the adjustments, you know, teams try to make on it. You know, how are they going to try to defend it? You know, but we'll see. I'm excited to see this whole group play. Offense, defense, special teams. Man, it's for real in front of our fans. It's going to be a beautiful day, I understand. So, wow. It doesn't get much better than this.
Rex, how did Ed Keller look today?
He looked good. I think he's ready to roll. So we'll see, you know, how much it'll limit him. I'm not sure, but, you know, he practiced today.
Rex, Mike Tannenbaum said today that he imagines Mark Sanchez will take between 80 and 90% of the snaps. Does that seem like where you think in the season, not in this game?
Yeah, or 10% in this game. I'm not real sure. We're not sure yet. We are not going to put a percentage on it. At least I'm not going to.
But over the season, does that seem like?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, the beauty of it is because you don't know. And the opponent doesn't know, and that's kind of the way I like it.
When with Sione out, is that precautionary? Does it feel like? Can you tell me what I'm thinking?
He's close. Okay. I mean, he really is close. He's begging us to play, but I think we're just going to be smart and you know, make sure, give him a little time. This is really the first week he practiced, and he was limited in the first couple of days, but he was out there today. But we'll see. You know, I feel better about him, you know, going next week.
When Eric was injured, you guys seemed optimistic he'd be ready for the season opener. How bad is this? And I mean, where's he at? I mean, how long do you anticipate?
I feel good about him playing next week also.
Okay.
Yep.
Rex, last time you guys played, now Fred Jackson was hurt. Can you just talk about how special he is and how important it is to take him away?
Oh, man. He's, you know, he reminds me a lot of Cookie Gilchrist. I think the last time we said that. Looky, looky, here comes Cookie. Nobody remembers Cookie Gilchrist, but he was the man. But he was a different type of runner than that, obviously. But he's, you know, he was, I think, fourth in the NFL up until he got hurt in yards from scrimmage. And it tells you the kind of receiver he is, but also tells you the kind of runner he is. Averaged over 5 yards a carry. I mean, you know, super talented guy. I like the way he pass blocks, too. I mean, he's an all-around back. There is no doubt. Tremendous player.
Rex, Woody was pretty effusive in his praise of you yesterday. He called your early success here unparalleled in franchise history. What were your impressions of what he said, and does that sort of harden your belief that you're going to be here a long time?
I just hope I'm here a long time. That's what I, you know, I plan on doing. I'm not, you know, I'm a confident person, but, and I've said it all along. Yeah, I'm confident in my abilities. More importantly, I'm confident in the people we have in the building here. And that's, you know, because sometimes the head coach will get let go or whatever because maybe he doesn't have the people around him. I have the people around me. If they let me go, it's not because of that reason. It's that I must have failed. But I have a tough time believing that I'm going to fail with you know, the men on this football team, with the people in this building. I just have a tough time believing I won't be successful.
With Eric out, does that put more on Lewis and Cromartie as far as helping the safeties make the call since they're still learning the offense a little bit?
No, we want them just to line up and play their deal. You know, you take your deal, we'll be all right. Jeremiah Bell is tremendous. LaRon Landry, this is the funny thing about LaRon. Everybody sees, you know, that he walks out and it's like, oh, who is that dude? You know, but he actually will study more tape on his own at home than any player we have on our team. So, I mean, he's a sharp guy as well. You know, he just, you know, for some reason he's got that look, and maybe the way he plays is that, you know, is this guy all right? You know, but he is. Believe me, he is. But he's tremendous. And Jeremiah Bell is just, you know, similar to Eric Smith, very cerebral type guy. And so we'll be fine back there.
So you're comfortable with either of them making the calls that Eric would have?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, they're not at Eric's level right now, but they're still both pretty darn good.
You didn't give us any guarantees all off season, your last chance before it starts. Any change of heart?
I guarantee that I won't give any guarantees. All right? I'm out of that business. You know, again, we've gone over that. Just it never helped us. You know, I knew it would blow up and it would blow up in my face. It'd come down on me. But if it wasn't successful, but I did not plan on it taking, you know, it being a burden on our football team, which it was, and that's why I won't make them.
Did you have any second thoughts about the captain season?
Nope.
How do you think that's worked out?
It worked out well.
In what ways? Like, what do you like now?
Well, I mean, you know, we save all that stuff, the stitching and all that stuff. We don't need that season. We don't. You know, I never understood it. Because you know what? If you were the guy that never got one, am I expecting less of that person? I'm not. So it really, you know, another mistake. Chalk it up. Next. Somebody bring up another mistake I made last year. Because the list is long. You know, there's no question it's long. But I hope I learn from them.
Rex, the guys in the locker room, though, they know who they need to turn to anyway, right? I mean, without the C's on their chest.
Right. I think you're right. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
You've expressed a lot of belief in this team. I think nobody's really questioned that on the defensive side of the ball. But how concerned are you just offensively you're going to be able to score enough points to get where you want to go?
I believe we'll be able to answer that, you know, as the season progresses. I think it won't just be me feeling confident. I think everybody feel confident. I think our football team's confident. And it doesn't matter who we play. We think we're going to be able to move the football.
In retrospect, was replacing Brad Smith and what he did for this organization maybe even tougher than you guys might have envisioned when he did sign with Buffalo?
No, we knew it would be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt we knew it would be tough. You're talking about a guy that should have made the Pro Bowl that year, you know, was a great returner, led the NFL in kickoff return average, was a great special team player, and averaged 8 yards a play carrying the football, and always had the threat of a pass as well. I mean, he was we knew how valuable he was. You know, I don't know the exact number, but I think it was around $3.5 million a year or something like that. We just, you know, you got to balance, you know, certain things. But clearly, Brad's a guy I never wanted to see going a different color jersey, especially in our division. But that was the case. I'm happy for him. It was, you know, he made. You know, able to take care of his family and all that, and that's important. But by no means did I want to see him leave.
You talked about, you know, being excited to see how teams adjust to your Wildcat. How much of the game planning and how difficult is it to game plan for what Brad brings to the Bills?
Well, we know Brad, you know, pretty well, and, you know, he's a tremendous player. And the good thing is going against each other, you know, going against – you know, Tim and running, you know, our Wildcat, even Jeremy Curley, you know, what he brought to the table last year and this year is, I'm just throwing that out there, by the way, see if somebody will bite, you know. But, you know, we're ready for it. We think we are. Again, we, you know, they may have something for, you know, up their sleeve for us with Brad as well. Okay?